It is 847 at 97.9 The Hill, Ron Stutz, and it is Thursday, and that means it's time for This is Tourism, a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community made possible by our friends at the Orange County Visitors Bureau. This morning, I am pleased to welcome Steve Kirshner, the Senior Associate Director of Athletics for Communications at UNC. He's been with the university for nearly 28 years. Has it been that long?
It has.
Managing strategic communications for UNC's 28 varsity sports. It's not just football and basketball. Coordinating internal and external messaging for the department and the director of athletics. And Steve, let me just put it another way. I've admired you for a long time for your ability to ride herd on all that information coming out of the university athletics department. It is amazing. You do a great job.
Well, thank you. It's kind of like working at Disney World. You know, I get paid to cover athletics, and it's the probably dream job for someone like me who grew up loving sports but not being great at them.
Yeah.
So to work here at the university for almost 30 years is pretty special.
A lot of people out there can identify with you and would love to trade places with you. But today, specifically, as it relates to tourism, we're going to talk about the Carolina Basketball Museum. First of all, tell us about the Carolina Basketball Museum and the mission it has to the community and to visitors alike.
Well, number one, it's to tell the story of Carolina basketball, which we are very fortunate that the success that the program has had, the great coaches, the great players, the teams, the championships, you know, we have a great story to tell. But through that story, it's connecting people with the university, connecting it specifically with Carolina basketball. But that tie that people, whether you're a young kid who, you know, doesn't have a tie to a college yet, or someone in the community who loves UNC, it's part of your everyday fabric of life, or an alum, someone who, you know, 30 years ago remembered being on campus when Michael Jordan was here and Carolina won a championship in 82, things like that, and it connects you back when you come back through Chapel Hill, bringing back those memories. So, you know, we have a great story to tell. But I think the most important part of the museum is sort of being that glue that kind of connects people back to the university.
Well, you know, you mentioned Disney World or Disneyland a moment ago. It's kind of like that with the storied tradition and the history of the Carolina basketball program. I mean, we are very fortunate to have all that history and have all those exciting things to put in the museum. So it's like a showcase for so much. It's what can people expect when they walk in there?
Well, one of the things, it can be a quick visit, but it's also a place that you can come in and immerse yourself for hours or, you know, half a day. If you want to come see all the exhibits in there and all the videos that are in there, it's actually a full day experience. So it's something that we like to try and put new things in each year so that someone who's, you know, when the museum opened in 2008, which is hard to believe it's been that long, but, you know, someone who came in 2008, we hope that when they come back in 2018, they see something that wasn't there before. We went through a major renovation of the museum last summer, because it had started to look a little dated and we wanted to give it a fresh look. We loved the museum the first 10 years, but I love what we did with the museum last year to kind of freshen it up and jazz it up a little bit. So when people come through, you know, there's a lot of displays. There's a lot of videos that you can watch on the great players, the great teams, the great moments in Carolina basketball history. And hopefully it's the kind of place that, you know, you're there with a friend or there with a small child and say, hey, remember this. I remember where I was sitting when Walter Davis hit that shot. I remember where I was, you know, on Franklin Street when Carolina won this championship. And these were the memories and this was the emotion that I had then. And that's the kind of, you know, people come through and, you know, we see some people who come through by themselves and just kind of want to say, hey, I want to go through exhibit by exhibit and I want to watch every video. And then there are others that come in big groups and kind of walk through and they see the things that, you know, bring back to them, you know, memories that they had and make those connections and kind of say, hey, you know, come over here, check this out. That's kind of a cool thing. I love walking through when you can hear somebody in the museum say, their friend or colleague with them, family member, hey, come over here, you got to see this. You know, that's kind of, you know, when you did something well when somebody says that.
How many visitors do you have every year?
Well, we're almost up to 500,000 visitors, official, the way we track them, which to me, there's probably another, 20,000 or so people that, that unofficially have come through. So I think we're right around 500,000 right now. It's a little over 40 to 42,000 per year.
Wow.
It kind of big concentration, on football weekends. The museum's open part of the day on Saturday, so people come through then. And certainly on game day in the basketball season from November to March, a lot of people come through on game day. But, where my office is in the building next to the museum, just about every day, particularly in the spring, you'll see five or six school buses pull up with kids from across the state of North Carolina that will come through. It really is a destination in Orange County, a destination in Chapel Hill. We love the fact that, the school groups come through. We're always trying to connect with young fans and it's not just about alums and people who are here. It's about building the future of Carolina people as well.
And, of course, on Thursday, we always talk about the impact of the tourism industry in our community. It's good for this whole Carolina Basketball Museum is good for our local economy. It brings people to town where they shop and dine. They spend money here. It makes it more conducive to employing more people here in Orange County. So many ways it helps. But what you mentioned earlier is it builds an emotional attachment to Carolina for the folks who came through there, who went to school at Carolina, or those who were just Carolina basketball fans who want to come back and experience this. And it really is kind of a great end to showcase everything, not only about the university, but about the community at large.
Absolutely. That's why when you think of what's in the museum is Carolina basketball, but it's about bringing people to the whole campus. You hope that when a group comes through and maybe they're coming specifically to the basketball museum, but they also then go to the other parts of campus. They come to Chapel Hill. They come to Franklin Street. If I go to Fenway Park in Boston, I'm going to get a T-shirt or a hat, and I'm going to get my kids something to say, hey, I was there.
Yeah, sure.
And that's when the groups come through and they come to the basketball museum. We know they go then someplace, whether it's the student stores or they go someplace on Franklin Street or in the mall, and they want to get something that says, hey, I was there. And that's great for the economy. And it makes that connection that, months later, a year later, hey, that Carolina, where'd you get that? Well, when I went to the Carolina Basketball Museum, I stopped by, I got my shirt. And so there's a lot of benefits to it.
Now, we've been talking primarily about people coming in from out of town, visitors to the community who come here for football games or just a strict destination to the Carolina Basketball Museum. How can our local community connect with and support the Basketball Museum and Carolina Athletics in general? First of all, buying tickets to events, I guess that would be number one on your list.
Well, certainly, one of the great, it's not just, a basketball team here. We have 28 sports, and, one of the things that's really important to our program is to have fans come out and come to the games and support the teams, and buy tickets, certainly, and the merchandise that you can get. A lot of that goes back to the university, not just the athletics department, but on campus as well. So there's so many benefits of that's the great thing about Carolina athletics and athletics in general is the community that it builds, the sense of camaraderie that it builds, the school spirit that it upholds. All those things go together. And I think the museum is one piece of that people can come to and enjoy their time when they're there, but then kind of branch out and see all the other great things. And it's not just athletics. We hope that when people come to the Carolina Basketball Museum, you spend a day, then you go to, the Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And you go do other things on campus. You do other things in Chapel Hill. It's certainly one piece of the destination puzzle that makes Chapel Hill, that makes Carolina such a great place.
If you'd like to follow Carolina Athletics, you can do so. You can follow and share on social media at Go Heels. And, Steve, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Before you get out, I have to ask you, because I know last night was a special night for the Carolina basketball program, the big awards banquet and everything. Did it get emotional? Was it a funny experience? What was it like?
That's the great thing about that event is it's both. Coach Williams always gets emotional in it, and the seniors did a fantastic job with their senior speeches. Theo, of course, was sort of the dramatic flair of the evening.
of course.
Coach Williams was announcing the Dean Smith Most Valuable Player Award, and it was the last of the individual awards, and Theo had won the Marvin Williams Carolina Way Award, and Joel and Theo were named team captains, and Luke won a number of awards. Kenny Williams was the Defensive Player of the Year. And when he got to the Dean Smith Most Valuable Player, before he could announce the winner, which was Joel Berry, Theo went up and stood up to accept the trophy.
Of course.
And that's the kind of lighthearted moment. But there were certainly some serious, and the guys get emotional because, as Coach Williams said last night, this is one of the last times that those players represent Carolina as a current Carolina basketball players when they stand up and give those senior speeches. So it had a little bit of everything.
Typical Theo. Well, Steve, a lot of people say you have the greatest job in the world and you get a chance to be around Carolina athletics year-round. I know there's really hardly any downtimes because there's so much going on. But thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Ron. Y'all do a great job for the community.
Thank you for joining us for This is Tourism, my conversation with Steve Kirsner, Senior Associate Director of Athletics for Communications at UNC. You can find my conversation with Steve and ways to keep up with the Basketball Museum and Carolina Athletics in general on my page, The Ron Studs Show. Find it on the on-demand section of chapelbrow.com. Tag your Instagram photos that show the local impact of tourism in Orange County with hashtag This is Tourism.